What we've been up against, without knowing it, for two centuries and more, is a very organized, systematized plan to keep us small, to prevent, and that's the angle of it. Because there's many different ways to, angles on their plan, I mean, essentially to install the republic, but they could say that's to, I don't know, realize perfection or maximize the ability to uncover knowledge or pursue knowledge or whatever. I mean, there's different spins on that single mission or plan. But the one that I believe, and we're going to be exploring this, is the angle on it that is most critical, I think, for us to focus on is, and partly because of this issue of needing to perceive the unfairness of it. I mean, there's many ways of, many angles on that, of seeing that as well, obviously. It's so deep is the offense they perpetrate against us. But, and again, I mean, we'll be talking more about this with Alice. They are trapped in their own repetition compulsions. And, you know, down the road, once we're free, we'll see what happens with that. But it's sort of, I mean, it is definitely irrelevant. So the plan to keep us small has enormous repercussions throughout our lives. Let me start over here. I've been, I'm just trying to wade through, you know, what we've been up against without knowing it for two centuries and more is a very organized, systematized plan to keep us small, to prevent our using our full gifts under our own direction. And when some, despite the enormous suppression, start to do so anyway, it's noted and relayed via their hidden functionaries. Now, this degree of scrutiny and surveillance and data gathering for subsequent action sounds extreme. Until we fully take in what it means for a minuscule percentage, 0.0001% of the global population to order about 7 billion, particularly when doing so defies reason, and particularly because we have instantaneous communication, displays utter contempt for what the earth needs and spits in the face of the health priorities of all life. We haven't discussed yet the full implications of the tiny 10,000 sitting on the full energy of 7 billion. It's difficult to plumb the depths of such darkness. That this is untenable is obvious. Our precipitously worsening life conditions and social circumstances do not surprise us, though they seem to have temporarily numbed us. But we are waking up to the fact that we only need stand up to shake off this massive threat to all life, all hope for human happiness, all chance for humanity to reach its inherent greatness. To get our own back, our earth, our full gifts, our brothers and sisters, we have to grow with the conscious intent of expansion into power, all three phases, our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. And for all of it, expansion of mind, of body, and of spirit, we need what's true. We need the authentic. It's time to discuss what they do, these power guys, when we decide to take our own back and embark on this conscious expansion project so we can prepare for it and provide to each other the love and support that demonstrate to our watching brothers and sisters our coming future. We must face what they do when we turn away from them and to the truth. The truth that we are made to be big, here to grow our gifts, to do which requires that we reconceive our allegiance. What they do is to snuff us out one by one with hidden weapons, systematically pick us off one by one, and then crow to themselves at their supposed superior, quote-unquote, intelligence. If we let them pick off those who, one by one, and this alone exposes the tactic, the fact that we haven't been able to grow the numbers of folk who see clearly that our gifts are not meant for markets or rating systems. Those who see through the illusion, we're done. Humanity will become obedient. So we have to nullify that tactic.